Hello again, and welcome to tonight's Time for Brass, the last, would you believe it, of the month of May. And looking at the playlist for tonight's programme, I've got to say that it's a pretty enticing selection, so we'd better get on with it. Among composers writing for brass bands, Edward Gregson must surely rank among the most distinguished. Attractive compositions stretching back over the years, both for the Salvation Army and for the wider band movement. And it's been happening ever since his teenage years. And it's his role tonight to get the show underway with Prelude for an Occasion. Black Dyke getting us off to a majestic start with Edward Gregson's Prelude for an Occasion. Well, it is, isn't it? Time for brass is always an occasion. Next is a march that I haven't played for ever so long. The band is Black Dyke's near neighbour in West Yorkshire, Brighouse and Rastrick, and the march itself marks out the territory of those two great bands, because it's called West Riding. Thank you. West Riding. Music in many forms has played a great part in my life, not only in brass bands. My very first teaching job was in Staffordshire in a school which had a great musical tradition, and I was roped in by the head of music for the orchestra, the choir and anything else, both serious and fun. Some of my most vivid and most hilarious memories were when we staged Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, and I found myself not only in the pit orchestra, but in the workshops, creating scenery and props. The music has stayed with me as an enduring memory. So here for my pleasure, as well as for yours, well, I hope so, are Black Dyke to play the prelude. the prelude to Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. And so we go on to our first solo, which introduces once again that quite remarkable wizard of the euphonium during his days with Fordance, Glyn Williams. Yes, I know it's only a fortnight since he last played for us, but can you get too much of a good thing? Tonight he's playing a light but technically brilliant solo arrangement of a popular song of yesteryear, one which had me at the age of 10 or 12 years of age absolutely stunned by the prowess of the late George Culey of the Castletown Band. It's great music, and here Glyn Williams does it full honours. Stunning technique, Glyn Williams playing Grandfather's Clock. I've never made any secret of my admiration for Eric Ball, both as a musician or for his exceptional personal qualities. During my days in Harlow, I met these qualities at first hand, as he was our band's president. Like others of the very best of composers, he was able to write for bands of lesser ability, as well as for the really exceptional ensembles. Here's a gem, four very short movements that our school band and the older and more proficient youth band enjoyed playing, particularly when the composer himself happened to drop in to conduct. Thank you. That was Eric Ball's Petite Suite de Ballet, well fitted to the capabilities of developing players. And now a track that always delights me to hear, Eric Ball again as it happens, a quartet of superstars from Kings of Brass, including the late James Shepherd. A meditation on a well-known hymn tune, it's called Jewels. And then another solo, a Bill Geldart arrangement for tenor horn, of Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust, with Kevin Wadsworth stepping down from that Kings of Brass quartet to take the solo spotlight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now off we go to the cinema, and a classic based on a famous World War II operation, hailed at the time as a major achievement, despite revisionist historians casting doubts, there can be no doubt about the skill and courage of the men who carried it out. It's Dambusters. Dambusters, one of the classic films inspired by events of World War II. And now, with variety to the fore, we move into a lighter mode with two choices that give the bands a chance to let their hair down. First, the trombone section of the Halley Orchestra joined forces with Wingate's band in Reginald Heath's Frolic for Trombones, and then with Energy to Spare, a great arrangement by Stephen Roberts of Irving Berlin's Putting on the Ritz. Thank you. And that, I'm afraid, brings tonight's show towards a close. I hope you've enjoyed the last hour as much as I have in bringing it to you. So we'll leave as we began, with Black Dyke and Handel Parker's Deep Harmony. Good night.